Good morning. It's Monday, the 29th of September. I'm Sasha Keogh with today's news, sports and weather. Around 5,600 people joined a demonstration in Luxembourg City on Sunday, calling for the end of the war in Gaza. Protesters also urged the Luxembourg government to increase pressure on Israel through diplomatic channels and economic sanctions. The event was organised by the Luxembourg Coalition for Palestine, a collective of more than 40 civil society groups. The March for Gaza also received support from several political parties and trade unions. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will defend his intention to, quote, finish the job in Gaza when he meets US President Trump later today. The meeting comes days after Trump unveiled a 21-point plan aimed at ending the war in the Palestinian territory during discussions with Arab and Muslim leaders on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. Moldova's ruling pro-EU party is leading in parliamentary elections, according to initial results, with the vote overshadowed by accusations of Russian interference. With 96% of the votes counted, President Maia Sandu's party is close to winning 50% of the vote. A gunman who rammed his vehicle into a Mormon church in Michigan before opening fire has left at least four people dead and several wounded. The attacker was killed by police in the parking lot 8 minutes after the first emergency call came in. According to police, hundreds of people were inside when the attack started. President Trump called the shooting horrendous and said it was part of a national epidemic of violence. A massive Russian drone and missile attack against Ukraine lasting 12 hours into Sunday has killed at least four people in Kyiv, including a 12-year-old girl. Neighbouring Poland scrambled jets to secure its airspace in the wake of the barrage after NATO accused Moscow of being behind a series of violations of the Defence Alliance's airspace. Moving back to national news, and Luxembourg's property market is on the rebound. Statek and the Housing Observatory delivered a clear message last week that housing prices are on the rise once more. In the last year, average prices have increased by 4.5%. And in Eurostat's latest figures, Luxembourg remains the clear European leader in multilingual education at primary level, with nearly 4 out of 5 pupils learning 2 or more foreign languages. The figures will come as no surprise to residents of the Grand Duchy, which finds itself grappling over which languages should be prioritised in schools and criticism of its integration policies. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with golf, and Europe has fought off a thrilling United States rally to win the Ryder Cup yesterday, with Irishman Shane Lowry securing the trophy on a dramatic 6-foot birdie putt on the 18th hole. Europe's triumph was their first away victory since 2012. Moving to football, Arsenal closed in on Premier League leaders Liverpool with a dramatic late fight back with a 2-1 win over Newcastle. Liverpool lost 2-1 at Crystal Palace on Saturday, and Manchester United also endured a 3-1 defeat at Brentford. In the French league, Lyon continued their fine start to the season with a hard-fought 1-0 win at Lille on Sunday, sending them level on 15 points with champions Paris Saint-Germain at the top of the League One. And in the German Bundesliga, Joshua van Gomen's 81st minute goal took Stuttgart to a 2-1 win at Cologne on Sunday. Union Berlin shared the spoils with Hamburg in a 0-0 draw, and earlier Freiburg were held to a 1-1 draw at home against Hoffenheim.
The weather is brought to you by Luga, open-air exhibition of urban gardens until the 18th of October. More info on luga.lu.
New week is expected to bring us misty mornings, cloudy days and a tug of war between the sun and the rain, but it shouldn't be more than a few drops in the afternoon. Temperatures start with a minimum of 7 to 9 degrees, going up to a max of 15 to 17 degrees in the afternoon.